complying with some sections of the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement, a pact abandoned by the United States a year ago. Japanese Foreign Minister Taro Kono, among others in the world community, says he is urging Tehran's continued commitment to the deal. This was Kono today.
Realizing stability in the Middle East requires Iran's positive action towards the issue in the region. We urge your restraint to prevent any escalation of the tension.
Iran, for its part, blamed the United States for heightening tensions in the Persian Gulf region. That was the message from Foreign Minister Javad Zarif, who was in Tokyo on an official visit. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued an order clearly targeting China's dominant telecom giant Huawei. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has a report.
The U.S. Department of Commerce has 150 days to formulate regulations banning technology and services from foreign companies that may pose risks to U.S. national security. President Donald Trump set the wheels in motion by issuing an executive order Wednesday declaring a national economic emergency. The order appeared to be aimed at Chinese technology giant Huawei, the world's biggest supplier of network gear. The U.S. government has been concerned for years that equipment from Chinese suppliers could pose an espionage threat to the U.S. internet and telecommunications infrastructure. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Both sides in Venezuela's political crisis say they will meet in Norway for talks on solving the stalemate in Caracas. Information Minister Jorge Rodriguez is representing embattled socialist President Nicolas Maduro, while lawmaker Stalin Gomez is leading the opposition delegation of self-declared interim President Juan Guaido. In a televised address Wednesday night, Maduro said Rodriguez was on what he called a very important mission. This is VOA News. Here in Washington, President Trump is set to unveil a sweeping new proposal on legal immigration, which would put a new face on the system. AP correspondent Sagar Magani tells us more.
It would shift to a more merit-based legal immigration system, favoring those with high-level skills and degrees, a stark shift from the current largely family-based approach. Officials say roughly two-thirds of green cards now are given to those with family in the U.S., and only 12% are based on skills. They say more than half would now be awarded for merit under the new system.
10 people have been charged in connection with an international malicious malware campaign that infected thousands of computers. AP correspondent Mike Kempen has a report.
U.S. and European officials say the malware enabled cyber criminals from Eastern Europe to take control of infected computers and siphon funds from the bank accounts of victims. The scheme targeted countries and institutions and infected 41,000 computers, causing more than $100 million in losses. The defendants are from 6 countries, and several are awaiting prosecution in Europe. An 11th defendant pleaded guilty last month. Mike Hempen, Washington.
In accordance with a United Nations brokered agreement, Houthi rebels are said to have completed their withdrawal of forces from Yemen's critical Red Sea port of Hodeidah, long a flashpoint in the country's civil war. The UN says it plans to expand its presence in Hodeidah and that it hopes real progress there could lead the warring parties back to the negotiating table. But there is a counter to that. The Saudi-led coalition backing Yemen's government today carried out a series of airstrikes that reportedly killed at least 6 people in Sana'a. Sudan's capital has been under Houthi control since late 2014. The airstrikes came days after the Iranian-backed Houthis claimed responsibility for drone attacks against an oil pipeline in Saudi Arabia. Back in this country, the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, has entered the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. He is candidate number 25 in the field.
As president, I will take on the wealthy. I will take on the big corporations. I will not rest until this government serves working people.
In the southern state of Alabama, Republican Governor Kay Ivey has signed a bill putting into law a near-total ban on abortion, the most stringent measure of its kind in the country. It is sure to ignite a bitter legal fight, with opponents insisting the new law will not survive the court battles ahead. Bob Hawke, one of Australia's longest-serving prime ministers, has died. He was 89. Hawke served from 1983 until 1991. The leader of his center-left Labour Party, Hawke's appeal was his everyman approach. He was never voted out of office, but as recession gripped Australia, he lost the leadership of the party in 1991. Bob Hawke, dead at 89. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA 1, the best music, the best music.